Thank you for inviting me here today to share our Greater Metro West program with you. ABLE stands for Access, Belonging, and Life Enrichment for People with Special Needs and Their Families. Our program stands on three pillars: engaging families, community inclusion, and Kehila Shlema, the work with our congregations. Since our time is short today, I'm going to focus on the incredible impact that our congregations can have on creating an inclusive Jewish community. So this ad is part of an awareness campaign that our community did a couple of years ago, designed to raise awareness of the abilities of individuals with disabilities, as well as the agencies supporting them. This is Mark, and the ad tells part of his story. I'm going to share another piece. One year, during Jewish Disability Awareness Month, our community celebrated Shabbat Shalem, a Shabbat of inclusion. And this story was shared by a congregant in the community. Shabbat services were going on as usual that morning, and Mark ascended the bima with Saul, a fellow congregant. The assumption was that Mark would have an aliyah in honor of Shabbat Shalem, and that Saul would be reading Torah. But when the Torah was opened, Mark began to read. Standing shoulder to shoulder with Saul, and his hand gently covering Mark's on the yad, Mark read Torah that day. And it was one of the most beautiful and moving moments that takes your breath away and made an incredible impact on that congregation. So how do we help other congregations experience moments like this? With the assistance of some lay leadership and clergy from the community, Greater Metro West ABLE has developed a synagogue self-assessment, not for us to evaluate, but for synagogues to be able to take a look within at what works for them and where they think that they have missed the mark and can do better. We've discovered that by utilizing this tool, congregations are moving inclusion toward the front of their agenda, focusing their attention toward creating a more inclusive Jewish community. It's not that they didn't want to be inclusive, it's more that they didn't know what they didn't know, and this tool helps to provide that guidance. So how inclusive are we? When you walk into your sanctuary, your own synagogue, do you know what to do? Do you know where to find a siddur, how to access the words from the bima, where to sit, or how to get onto the bima for an aliyah? It shouldn't be like playing an I Spy game. These items should be easily visible and accessible to anybody that walks in. Do you have to ask where to find your siddur or your seat? So most people think about the more obvious physical accessibility of inclusion, like some of the things we just discussed. But I encourage you to think about some others as well, some no-cost or low-cost accommodations that can easily be made but have a huge impact. If your water fountain isn't at accessible height, perhaps provide a sleeve of cups mounted on the side of it so that everybody can get a drink. And is assistance provided at the door for all events so that if somebody has difficulty opening the door, it can be easily opened for them? In our community, we've been able to provide some synagogue challenge grants to help congregations make some of these accommodations. So attitudes and practices are critical toward making a congregation inclusive. They cost little to achieve, but are some of the greatest obstacles that individuals face in the community. Just having a physically accessible space does not make a community inclusive. Does your membership application ask for necessary accommodations? Is there available information about resources for individuals with disabilities available to everybody in the community? You never know who may have a family member at home that does not participate, which leads me to the following story. We had another clergy member for Shabbat Shalem who, with a little peer pressure, decided he would do a Dvar Torah. He didn't believe that the issue of inclusion affected his congregation. He gave a beautiful Dvar Torah on Friday night, and at the Oneg Shabbat following services, had a congregant approach him and say, "Did you know I had a family member at home who's never been to synagogue because I didn't know that there was a place for him here?" Well, that was a rabbi that was floored that he didn't know his own community and almost overnight changed the culture of his congregation to be more inclusive. So none of it does happen overnight. We're talking about changing the culture of a community, and it takes intent, action, and time. Don't wait to be told that you have congregants in your community who didn't know that they had a place. We have to start somewhere. If not now, when? Thank you for this opportunity to share and for your time.